Get up and go show with the good guys at 95.9 KSOK. It's 9:13 and 38 seconds. Ralph McDonald's here. What's up, Ralph?
Hey.
What's up, Ralph? Would you like your microphone on?
Would that would probably be helpful.
People probably be able to hear you.
Because when I said, hey, there was nothing on.
I could hear you, sort of. So how many of these little life cleaning, changing cleaning commandments do you do?
I think I did 4 out of 5.
So never leave a room without putting things away.
Right.
Okay, I don't do that. Always put clothes back before you're taking others out.
Right.
I don't do that. Always hang your coat and bag when you walk in.
Oh, yeah.
Does it count to hang it on the chair?
No. Okay, well, I mean, if that's a normal place for you to put it.
Yeah, I have a dining room table and 4 chairs around the table, and there's a coat on 3 of the chairs.
Well, you only
actually,
need
there's like 5
one.
Coats on 3. One coat?
One coat.
How many coats do you have?
One.
I was talking to Jeremy Biddle the other day about that. He has
like
25.
I have 15, two coats.
Or 16.
What?
I just kept getting coats. I like them. Always wipe down the bathroom sink before you go to bed.
Now, that one I don't do.
Okay, I don't do that either. And never leave dirty dishes in the sink overnight.
We have a dishwasher, so we leave them in the dishwasher overnight.
I have a dishwasher. I still leave them in the sink.
Our dishwasher, we set it so that it runs in the middle of the night while we're sleeping, so when we get up, it's all clean.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, that fresh dish smell, too. Look at you. A lot cleaner. You're a lot cleaner than I am.
I'm Navy.
That's right.
There are certain things that it just has to be a certain way.
Okay, Ralph's here from McDonald's Computer Service, where scams are still happening. What's going
on? Yeah, we're still getting folks that come in and tell us that they got a call from Microsoft, or they visited a website and a thing popped up and said, Microsoft says you're infected with something, and to call a 1-800 number. First off, if Microsoft is calling you, it's not Microsoft.
Okay.
I don't care who it is. If it's McAfee, if it's Norton, if it's Microsoft, if it's Office, I don't care who it is that they say they're calling you, they're not.
Okay.
It is some other country, some other scam that they're trying to get money out of you. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is if you answer the phone and they say, hi, we're with Microsoft, hang up. Not
best thing
get
to do,
you
yeah.
Anywhere.
Don't even have to worry about saying, hey, let me call you back. Just hang up.
Okay.
Just hang up.
Now, if you get a pop-up on the screen that says, hey, your computer's infected, and you get all sorts of warning alarms and whatnot, if it is not your antivirus program, and you should know how your antivirus program should act.
Okay.
If it's not your antivirus program, ignore it.
Okay. Okay, because I thought my mom and dad got scammed. They swear that they didn't, but they had McAfee, is that what it's called?
Okay.
And then they got a call from them.
No.
Okay. So they got scammed.
Yes.
All right. They swear they didn't, though.
What these guys will do is they'll say, hi, we're with Microsoft, not from Microsoft. We're with Microsoft because they're claiming to be partners with them.
Okay.
And they're not.
Uh-huh.
Usually it's somebody out of India. That's usually where we see it coming from. And basically, these guys, all they're trying to do is get into your system. They want to remote in. They want to do all sorts of things to you. And then they want to take your money and not fix the problem.
How much do they usually try to take from you?
Anywhere from $250 to $500.
Okay, so they want to get it to where it doesn't really alarm you, but it's still a nice chunk of change for them.
I mean, that kind of money should alarm you. Basically, if you're spending more than $250 on a repair, you need to stop and think. Is this worth it?
Right.
Because you can buy you're half the cost of a new computer at that point.
Mm-hmm. So what's the whole process on people that you know have been scammed? What happened to them? They called up and
the ones that we saw this week, and then we've seen about 6 or 7 this week, they go out and they do a Google search, and they're getting about 2 or 3 pages deep in this Google search.
Okay.
Remember we talked about that before.
Yeah, remember that. Uh-huh.
If it's past the first page, refine your search, try and get something
okay. That
way. But they're 2 or 3 pages deep, and then they click on a link, and it sends them somewhere that a screen will pop up and say, warning, you're infected with a virus, and then you'll start getting the warning sounds, warning, coming out of your speakers. And then it'll put a 1-800 number on there. and they want you to call that 1-800 number.
Okay. Then how do they get the money out of you? Do they ask for a credit card number after
yes,
that then?
Yes, that's
okay.
exactly what they do. Okay. The guy will remote you, and they'll ask if they can, you know, they want you to go to a website, and then they're going to walk you through letting them have access to the computer. Now, once they get access to your computer, they can do pretty much anything. They are in control. You have given control of your computer over to them.
Okay.
Now, they can install software. They can do all sorts of stuff. And that's exactly what they do. They start installing stuff. They're not talking to you. They're keeping you distracted while they're doing their business.
There's like one person on the phone and another person's hacking into it.
It's possible. It's okay. possible, but the guy that's on the phone usually sees what's going on, so okay. I'm assuming that he's actually the one that's doing it.
So if they hack into that and they do whatever to your computer, then when you go into your bank account, they can get your password?
Theoretically, uh-huh. they could install a keylogger on your computer, and you'd never know it. You'd miss it. It would just it'd be there, and mm-hmm. and then when you go to do something, it's going to report those keystrokes back to whoever it was that installed it.
Okay.
Now, there's two ways to go about handling a repair when somebody has let this happen, when this has occurred. What we can do is we can go in and we can do a tune-up on it, which generally will take care of the problem.
Okay.
I can't guarantee that a tune-up is going to remove everything that these guys have done to your okay. computer, because we don't know.
Right.
We kind of have to. It's one of those. I wasn't sitting there watching what he did, so I'm not
sure.
So
it's going to be really hard to find.
I've got to undo everything that he did, and if he's done something different that I'm not aware of or haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm. Then and they're probably going to try to do something to where you can't catch it, right?
And
they're
that's the point. Sneaky enough. That's the right. point. They're trying to do things. So then the other option is to wipe and reload the computer. Now, there's some confusion about this when I talk to folks, because they're like, well, if you're going to wipe and reload it, you know, and then they go out and they surf the internet and they get infected with another virus, they're like, well, this is left over from what we did before. No. When we wipe and reload a computer, when a technician, doesn't matter who it is, when the term wipe and reload is used, the computer is erased.
Okay.
And then it is rebuilt from the foundation up. In those cases, there is no way anything can be left over from previous stuff.
Gotcha. But the main thing that people are getting nailed on is they're searching too deep onto Google. Once you get to that third page,
Google
you just
or Yahoo
go back in and
or
type something
wherever.
Else in.
Even with Bing, if you're going 3-4 pages deep in your web search, you're probably starting to run into things that aren't exactly legit.
Okay.
Now, I can't say that for every search. I can't say that for every link that's out there. I can just go by what I've seen in talking with our customers. You know, what were you doing at the time that this happened? Well, I was doing a web search. Okay. Were you on Google? Yes. How many pages had you gone into this web search? Well, we were probably about the fourth or fifth page in. There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
You find it. So, well, if you have that problem, holler at Ralph. What about, you have any used equipment in right now?
We do. We have one used desktop. I'm getting ready to have a second desktop, and I think there's a laptop that we're going to have
okay.
here before too much more longer. We've got a bunch of used equipment that we're... When we get them traded in, we usually wait a couple of weeks to make sure that all the data that we needed to get off of it, and we get, you know,
okay.
then we wipe and reload it. Anything that we have that's used, we go through it, we test it, we make sure that the hard drive's okay, that the CD-ROM drive's okay, make sure nothing's going to fail on it. And then we go through and reload the machine, wipe it out, reload it, and get it back out onto the floor.
You know, I was talking a little while ago, too, about I've run into a lot of people saying, well, I can't get out of my contract on my phone until so-and-so, and it's going to cost me this to get out of the contract, and that's a great
thing
about
Boost,
isn't it?
With Boost Mobile, you don't have to worry about contracts. It doesn't matter. You're 30 days, and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's something that we tell folks. That Boost has two plans. They've got a $50 plan, and they've got a $35 plan. $35 plan's great if you're not using data.
Right.
If you are not using data at all, the $35 plan works perfectly fine. But you're not going to get any special deals on phones. If you want a special deal on a phone, you have to get the $50 plan. Now, the nice thing about the $50 plan is it's unlimited high-speed data.
And don't you have extra for the family, too, for
right.
the family
you,
plan too?
As a matter of fact, we have a special right now that you can get four lines for $100.
Oh, cool.
If you're switching, and that's if you're that's just for the plans. If you're switching over from Boost to for or from like Cricket or Straight Talk, and you're switching over to Boost, you can we've got the Galaxy J3s, which is a Samsung very good quality phone, 5-inch screen. Those you can get those for free, or you can get the LGX, which I think runs $39 if you're switching over.
Okay.
So I mean, there's some really good deals out there. Just you need to come in and talk with us about them.
And it's every month, too. You don't
every
have
month.
To say, oh, man, I can't get out of my contract for another 6 years. So where do I go for Boost computers and for advice on viruses, Ralph?
You know, we want you to come to 111 South Summit Street. That's across from the old Burford Theater, downtown Arc City, on the same block as Union State Bank. Or you can give us a call at 620-442-5091. You can also... reach out to us on Facebook at McDonald's Computer Service. You can always private message us there or make a post. You can reach out to us through our Facebook, or I mean our website, or you can send us an email at pcdoctor@mcsarkcity.com. We love to hear from you. We want to know what's going on. Just like we have the article on NewsCal every week or every other week. I can't remember now. We're also here on the radio. We also post things. I post things on our Facebook page every day, little tips and what's going on with the news and that kind of thing. We want our customers to be informed. We want you to know what's going on.
I like that, Ralph. Good seeing you.
All right.
It is 9:25 on the Get Up and Go Show.